San Diego's $1.1 million holding pattern. Low inventory traps buyers and sellers alike. San Diego County's housing market has settled into what the Greater San Diego Association of Realtors is calling a holding pattern, a phrase that captures the surface calm while obscuring the pressure beneath. The median sales price for single-family detached homes held at $199,500 in May 2026, essentially unchanged from April and March. The countywide median across all residential properties has now sat at $900,000 for 13 consecutive months. The inventory figures tell the more consequential story. Residential inventory has fallen for 4 consecutive months, down 12.4% in May year over year, 12.8% in April, 11.2% in March, and 15.4% in February. In North County, inventory is reportedly down nearly 30% compared to this time last year. The dynamic is self-reinforcing. Sellers decline to list because they would re-enter the same expensive market as buyers, while buyers cannot clear the barrier of a 20% down payment on a home priced above $1 million. Mortgage rates in the low to mid 6% range, down roughly half a point from a year ago, have not been sufficient to break the standoff. The one segment showing movement is attached homes. Condo and townhome sales were up 4% year over year in May, while detached home sales fell 1.9%, suggesting that buyers who can act are shifting toward more accessible price points. The county's $93.1 million affordable and supportive housing allocation in the FY 2026-27 budget and the city's ADU reforms represent the policy levers local government is pulling to build supply at the lower end of the market. Whether those tools are adequate against a baseline median of $900,000 remains an open question. And the families who need affordable housing now face years of permitting and construction timelines before any new supply materializes. The Tijuana sewage crisis adds a direct economic dimension to the coastal housing picture. Beach closures in Imperial Beach have suppressed revenue for businesses tied to tourism, fishing, and coastal recreation. The $25.6 million watershed protection allocation in the county budget is partly an economic calculation. Every month the beaches remain closed represents losses that do not come back.